Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach. We left off at the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, top of Samach Amud Aleph. You'll recall we got into a very fascinating sugya with a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to the dimensions of the Mizbeach in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. It seems unusual because the pasuk is very direct and very specific. We had the pasuk yesterday in the Gemara. If you still have your Torah or HaSholem on Nun Tes Amud Beis, you'll see that number 3, or Oiz Gimel, V'yosisa Es HaMizbeach, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, which was used in the Chotzer to go and bring all the Kambanas. So you should make the Mizbeach Atzei Shittim, Chomesh Ames Oirech, Chomesh Ames Roicha, 5 by 5, Ravua Yia HaMizbeach, obviously it's square, 5 by 5, V'sholesh amis kamosay, and 3 amis was its height. So 5 by 5 by 3. But you'll remember that because of the word revua, which appears in that pasuk, we had a machlokes b'Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to a gzeirah shava revua from another pasuk. So we start off with Rabbi Yehuda that says in Yecheskel is a pasuk, which is number 4 of the Torah Or HaSholem, or Dalit, Nun Tes Amud Beis, 59b. Nun Tes, is it? You have Nun Tes Amud Beis? Good? Oh, fine. So you'll see, Pasuk number 4, V'ariel, Shteim Esrei Oirech, B'Shteim Esrei Roichav, 12 by 12, Revua, against square, El Arba'as Revo'ov. And you remember that when we learned this yesterday, we understood the word Revua, El Abbas Revov, to tell you we're talking about 4 quadrants. And each quadrant was 12 by 12. And so therefore the entire Mizbeach, in fact, was 24 by 24. And after you remove the Koronos, and after you remove the space for the Mokam Hiluch Ragle Kahanim, we have at the top a Marocha of 20 by 20, which we spoke about yesterday. Yeah. But the important point is that this Pasuk uses the term Revua, and it's not talking about that the entire length and width was 12 by 12, because in fact it was double. It was 24 by 24. So similarly, when it says Revua by the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, when we're talking about 5 by 5, there too, we're going to say that that 5 by 5 was a quadrant, and that in fact the entire length and width was 10 by 10. Not 5 by 5, 10 by 10. And the Kemosei that remained the same, 3. So it's 10 by 10 by 3. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi also learned the word Revua, but not to the Pasuk in Yecheskel, but rather he was learning to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where the Mizbeach HaPnimi was much, much smaller. That's number 5, or Hey, in Torah Or HaSholem. What does it say? Ama Orkoi, V'yama Rochboi, V'Revua, again Revua, Yia, V'amasayim Kaimasei, 1 by 1 by 2. Maybe like half of this table. Talking about something very, very small, 1 amah by 1 amah, 2 feet by 2 feet, and the whole thing was 2 amahs tall, 4 feet, a very small mizbeach. And as you know, throughout the year it was used for ketores, as well as on Yom Kippur it was used for the hazor sadam, for the par and the soyer hapnimiyim. And throughout the year, occasionally, if and when they ever had a par kain mashiach, parum davshul tzibur, seir avoy dezara, maybe they never had them, but at least theoretically, it was used during the year for that sole purpose. For that purpose, in addition to the Torahs, also for the Zohar Sadam. Okay. They would also use the term Revua. 1 by 1 by 2. Says Rabbi Yossi, just like over there, the height was 2 times the width and the length. Here too, it's 2 times. So since the Mizbeach, according to the Torah, is 4, 5 by 5, that's the width and the length. So even though it says Sholish Amis Kamasai, put that aside for a moment, and we're going to say that the height was in fact 2 times the length and the breadth, and therefore it was 10 amos tall. So it's very interesting. The Pasuk is very clear, 5 by 5 by 3. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says it really means because of the Revua, 10 by 10 by 3. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he says that it really means 5 by 5 by 10. We'll talk about later on the Amud Aleph what seem to be the discrepancies between their drashas and what it says in the Pasuk. And both of them learned it out because of the Gzeirah Shava, Revua, Revua. Rabbi Yehuda learned Revua, Revua to the Pasuk in Yecheskel, and Rabbi Yossi learned the Revua, Revua to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where it says that the height was double the size of the Oirech V'Roichav. Okay, all of that is fascinating. So now, getting towards the bottom of the Amid, right before the parentheses, Omalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is now addressing Rabbi Yossi, and now we skip the parentheses, and he says to Rabbi Yossi, I don't understand you, Rabbi Yossi. According to you, you're telling me that the height of the Mizbeach was 10 amos tall. Wow. If you add to that, that the Kohen occasionally would be on top of the Mizbeach, for instance, to go and put the blood on the four corners of the chatas, exactly, on the four koranois, or on a daily basis you had the kohanim going up to the top for the Truma Sedeshin, to take out some of the Pedeshin, Haroma Sedeshin, to fix up and put the Gizrei Eitzim, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So Efshe Koyin Oymer Agabi HaMizbeach Vavoyde B'yodoy, and his implements, whatever he's holding in his hands, whether it's an oiler, he might be holding the Avarim or Pedorim, if he's putting on Eimurim, he would be carrying the Eimurim in his hands. If he's putting up Shnei Yisri Eitzim, he's putting the Yisri Eitzim in his hands. If he's doing the Hazor Saddam and the Sina Saddam, the four Koranos, he has a Mizrak in his hand. So the coin is standing there on top of a 10 Amatul Mizbeach. And the coin himself, presumably, is approximately also 3 Amas tall. And he's holding the Avodah Biyadei. Wow! V'chol ha'om royin oisim b'chutz. Does it make sense to say that people were watching from far away and looking what's going on? And like they have nowadays, everybody's taking pictures with their iPhones and selfies and it goes viral. I mean, what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash should be b'tznius, not something that is on the front pages of every newspaper or every single website. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you have to be careful now with drones.
And with drones, exactly. Anyway, so that's what the question that Rehuda posed to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, you have a question.
I understand. Shouldn't the sacrificing be like a spectacle like Berov Hadras Melech?
Am Hadras Melech.
Yes.
That's it. Those people that are in the Chotzer and are in the Azor in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, there was a requirement that anybody that brings a carbon, he's supposed to be omed al mishmarte, omed on the carbon, and that's why even every single day when they brought the carbon tomid shel shach and tomid shel bina boyim, you had Yisrael b'mamodam. The Klal Yisrael was divided up into mamodos, means that everybody was expected to come one day a year or 2 days a year to go and watch the kabbonis as they are being brought.
So what's this taina? I don't understand.
So those people that are there for that sacred purpose is great. But what about all those tourists? And what happens about Gentiles? And what happens to be people that are just passing by? They go, hey, take a look. Hey, the coin is on top of the mail. I'm going to make a ganze greeter. Everybody get off the bus. Let's go and take a group picture. Everybody together. We'll be there. We'll have the coin on top. And, oh, it's going to be beautiful. Ooh, you put it in my album. That'd be more considered to be a little bit, denigrating.
Greeter is what? In Yiddish? Greeter?
A greeter. Greeter means a lot of noise and a lot of commotion. Yeah?
Commotion.
Commotion. Anyway, so getting back to
Lachem Apanim, that's once a year they did. They put up the
Lachem Apanim. Yeah, but again, it was for the Oyle Regel. It wasn't for people that are passing by and tourists. Exactly.
Yeah, the Japanese with their cameras.
Exactly. In Japanese with South Koreans or whatever. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda asked, Rabbi Yossi, isn't this a chesor in tznius, in modesty, that things should be in the Beis HaMikdash, not a public spectacle outside. That was his taina. It's Omalei Rabbi Yossi. Now, remember, in terms of where the Mizbeach was situated, it was situated in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chatzer, and surrounding it, you had the Kloim of the Chatzer. However, the Kloim of the Chatzer were relatively short. How do I know they're relatively short? Because that's what it says in the Pasuk. If you look in the Pasuk, in the number 6 of yesterday's Torah Ora Shalem, how long was the chatzer? Meiv Amma was 100 amas long. Veroichev, and its width was chamishim b'chamishim, 50. And v'koima, and its height was chomesh amas. It was all of 5 amas tall. That was the height of the kaloim, which were surrounding the chatzer. That being the case, if you're telling me that the mizbeach was only 3 amas, and even if the coin is going on top of the 3 amas, so you have 6 amas, okay, so his head is protruding a little bit above the kloim. The kloim were 5. They have the mizbeach together with the kohen standing on top. The 6, okay, it's a little bit higher. But here you're talking about that the mizbeach is 10 amos. And then you're adding to that the kohen who's 3 amos. 13 amos, the whole kloim is only 5 amos tall. Oy vavoy. That's
the average person is three, I'm a stone.
Six feet.
6 feet.
Huh? That's how the Gemara refers to it. At the
how much is that in centimeters?
In centimeters, millimeters.
6 feet.
You better. Listen, you're talking about in centimeters, millimeters, and kilometers. It's less than a kilometer.
172 centimeters.
170.
No,
180.
Quite
tall.
Quite tall. Maybe area. On average, people were shorter back then.
Well, if you also live longer than the niche, it's like 2 feet, and you're always like
a Napoleon.
The burr is 18 inches, so.
So it's a machlok, is exactly how long an amma is. According to contemporary poskim, some say an amma is 2 feet, some say it's only 18 inches. That's why when you go into a svarim store and you want to go and buy a new talis cotton, you can go and get an 18-inch talis cotton, you can go and get 20 inches, you can get 24 inches. Uh-huh. Because of that reason, we have the shayla of exactly how large an amma is. Okay, so assuming that, in fact, an amma is only 18 inches, so 3 times 18 would get you to 54. 54 would get you that the person is not 6 feet, he's a little bit smaller. Anyway, the point is, you have the 10, and you're adding 3,
140 30. To 187.
Oh, you see that? Good. So you have the 13 amas, and the person is holding it avoida. Isn't it kind of unpleasant, immodest, that's the way? Unseemly. Especially if people are seeing it. Okay, good.
Unseemly.
Yeah, good. Our good friend Shelly's not here yet. Good. Anyway, continuing back to the Gemara. So this was the question posed by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, I stick to my guns. The Mizbeach was 10 amos tall. Not only based on the revuah that we learned before, that the Mizbeach is going to be double the size of the width and length, just like the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it was 2 against 1. Here it's going to be 10 against the 5. But besides that, I have another eye. V'alikvar nemet in the post, v'is kali ha-chotzer, v'is mosach, pesach, shar ha-chotzer, asher ala mishkan, v'ala Mizbeach, sofif. So we're saying that the kolayim of the chotzer surrounded the entire chotzer. The chotzer was that it not only surrounded it, but it was the frame, so to speak, of the chotzer. Asher the mishkan, and that chotzer itself framed the mishkan, which was inside the chotzer, as well as the mizbeach, which was inside the chotzer. So the kolayim were surrounding it from all four sides. And now the Gemara makes a hekish. Says Rabbi Yossi, since it says in the pasuk Asher the mishkan val mizbeach. My mishkan yud amos, just like we know the mishkan was 10 amos tall. How do I know? Because it says in the pasuk that a room, the mishkan were the kroshim, and the kroshim, it says in the pasuk, were eser amos oirach hakoresh. So they had to be 10 amos tall. So then, obviously, the mishkan was 10 amos tall. That being the case, the mizbeach was also 10 amos tall. Just by the fact that it says ashol mishkan val mizbeach, I make a hekish 10 amos tall. Okay, so. It says Rabbi Yehuda, but what's the answer to my question? 10 amas plus a koyin, 13 amas. The oimer. Now I have another pasuk by the kloim. It says kloim chamesh esrei ama el hakosef. This is number 8, the final pasuk Torah Rashalim. Kloim chamesh esrei ama el hakosef amudeim shloishim aneim shloishim. Now what is this all about? Now this pasuk on the surface is really talking about the width. It's not talking about the height. However, Rabbi Yossi is saying that it's talking about the height. Now, what do I mean by the height and the width? We just said a moment ago that the length of the chotzer, which was enclosed by the kloim, was 100 amma long and 50 ammas wide. Now, it was 50 ammas wide on both sides, as well as 100 ammas on both sides. Fine. So now, on three sides, we had continuous walls. Wall made out of kloim. Kloim means similar to curtains. 100 amas long, 100 amas long, facing it, and the back, you had 50 amas wide. What about the front? The front, we had, you couldn't have a full-fledged wall, because then people wouldn't be able to get in and out. So that's why the Pasuk says that there was a shar hechotzer, and a mosach shar hechotzer. Shar hechotzer means the opening into the chotzer, and the mosach was a special curtain in front, which identified here's where the entrance is into the chotzer. How wide was that entrance? It was 20 amas wide. Therefore, the two sides of the entranceway was in the middle, so you had two shoulders, so to speak, on one on the right and one on the left. One was 15 amas wide, and the other was 15 amas wide. So if you have 15 plus 15 is 30, the mosach shara chotzer was 20, 15, 15 and 20, you get to a combination of 50. So you have 50 on both sides. Both the back was a continuous 50, and the front it was not a continuous 50, but it was 15, 15, and in the middle you had 20. Well, very, very simple. However, the way Rabbi Yossi is learning the Pasuk is that the Kloim were in fact 15 Amos tall. Kloim Chamesh Esri Amma Ela Kosef. There's 15, which Ela Kosef we learn is the shoulders on the two sides of the Masach Shara Chatzir. That's not how Rabbi Yossi learns. He holds that it was 15 Amos tall. But Rabbi Yossi, how can you say something like that? Didn't we have the Pasuk before that the Koima of the Kloim was 5 Amos? Umatam Eloimer Hey Amos. So Timur Misvas Mizbeach Ulamala. That's talking about from the Svas HaMizbeach. What means Svas HaMizbeach? The very, very top where the Kronis are and where the Kohen was standing. Ah, so until now we said it was 10 Amos. True. The Kohen standing on top of it, that's another 3 Amos. It's 13 Amos. And guess what? The Kohen was 15 Amos. So it was 2 Amos taller. So you don't have to go and... So this Hey Amos Misvas HaMizbeach Ulamala means... Since the Mizbeach ended 10 Amos from the ground, the Kloim was an additional 5 Amos, more than that, taller than that, so to avoid the question that we raised about the tourists taking selfies and pictures.
But I didn't catch, how do we go from 5 to 10 on the Kloim? How do we add another 10?
We're going from 5 to 15.
From 5 to 15.
The 5 is clear, because that's what it says in the Pasuk.
The 5 is clear, that's what it says in the Pasuk.
Yeah, in fact, for those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalom here on our daf, it repeats the pasuk from yesterday. It's number 1. Oyrecha chotzer meyav amos, 100 amos long. Roivos chamishim b'chamishim, 50 by 50. The koima chamish amos, and the height was 5 amos. It's very clear. That's what the Gemara is asking. And how can you come now, Rabbi Yossi, and say that it's 15? Right?
Was it 15 on all 4 sides, or just by the
all of them? All of 15 all of them.
Because then where they started measuring, that's the answer.
Okay, good. But the question is, why here it says 5 and here you have 15? Good. So again, the poshup shot in the posuk is that the 15 was the width. What do you mean the width? That since on one wall you had the major door, you had the Shara Chotzer, and that the width of the Shara Chotzer was 20. So how did you fix up the entire 50? How did you finish it off? 15 on one side width, 15 on the other side width, and in the middle you had the 20. 15, 20, and 15 is altogether 50. That's the Parshim Pshat and the Pasuk. However, Rabbi Yossi is learning that when it says over here, Kloim Chamesh Esrayama, not only was it the 15 in that wall, it was also the height of the Kloim was also 15.
So how does he contradict the Pasuk?
He
talks about it from the base of the...
How does
the top of
the explain the
fire? The fire. Oh, but you are now mechaven to the Gemara's kasha. Afraid tomorrow, now that you're telling me it's 15, matam lehm shteitach 5. And for the Gemara, misfas mizbeach ulamala. Since, according to Rabbi Yossi, the mizbeach was 10 amos tall, and the Kloim were 15 amos tall, that the difference between the 15 and the 10 is the 5. What the Pasuk is saying is, don't be noivis, Rabbi Yehuda, that everybody will be able to see this spectacle of the Kohen standing on top and everybody will take pictures and they'll make a ganze gerida, meaning they'll make a commotion. Nothing to worry about, because the Kloim were 5 amos taller than the highest part of the Mizbeach. Mizbeach went up to 10, and the Kloim went towering over it another 5. Since it was 15 altogether, even if you had a very tall Kohen who was a basketball player, and he was 4 Amos tall, you're still okay, because 10 plus 4 is 14 Amos. So you have nothing to worry about. It's good. Now, for those, yes.
Yeah. I still didn't get to how does he reconcile the Pasuk that says was 5.
Okay.
How do we go to
5 misvas mizbeach ulamala?
That was on the side. We are talking about the entrance.
No, 100%. The mizbeach was within the courtyard, within the chatzer.
Right.
Go stand on the floor, go and measure it, and you'll see it at the top. It's 10. So right. It says Moshe Rabbeinu to all the workers, based on a tziva from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to go make kloim. How tall the kloim going to be? 5 amos taller. Than the Mizbeach.
How much taller?
Exactly. So you see the Mizbeach, it's 10. Make sure the Kolayim are another 5 Amos is taller.
It's Mizbeach plus 5. 10 of the Mizbeach plus 5. The 5 is...
Yes, it's 5 more than a Mizbeach.
Exactly. And that's what the Gemara says. Mizfas Mizbeach ulamala. Measure up to the top of the Mizbeach. You got 10. Make sure the Kolayim are another 5 above that. So it'll be 15 all together. It's good. But the Pashup Shad, of course, in the Pasuk is not talking about the height, it's talking about the width, and that's why you have this lengthy toisis over here. If you look at the toisis all the way on the bottom, you see on the bottom of the Amud Beis, to turn back to Amud Beis. No, to turn back to Amud Beis.
Yeah.
The toisis down here, the last toisis. The Oimer Kloim Tesla of Amelakosi Pirishba countries. The Kosolka Daitach Begoiva Ko'omar. This Kosolka Daitach is really a mistake. It should be the Kosovar. If you look at the Rashi at the top of the Omid, it's the Kosolka Daitach, the Kosovar. Anyway, the Kosovar Begoiva Ko'omar, this 15 is not talking about the width, it's talking about the height. Vodin Cholachotzer. Answering your question. Right, you have that? The entire Chotzer was 15.
Right. It wasn't just that gate in the
exactly.
Front.
Exactly. They caution the Rebbeinu Tam. Heichim, what's the name? That goy v'koy. V'muchach rabbe hegeder v'chava mayri. Look at the pasuk. The chashav meyikara. Echotzer lefas yom. Chamish ama. V'yach kach mefarish. What about the other side? Chamish esri ama kloim la kosev. 15 for the shoulder. She'etzel ashar next to the opening. But the kosev hashen is chamish esri kloim another 15. So 15 plus 15 is 20. And then you get plus another 20 is 50. V'yach kach ashar echotzer. Mosach Esrim Amma, and therefore you have 50 altogether. And that's why Toisis is not happy with that, and that's why he has another pshat. That's for homework. Everybody can review the Toisis, how he gets to his pshat. But bottom line is that's how Rabbi Yossi clearly learns that the 15 is not only the width on the side where there was a Shar Chatzer, but it's also the height of the climb. Fine? Let's go back to the original Pasuk in Chumash, where we said that it says in the Pasuk that the Mizbeach was 5 by 5 by 3. How did he, Rabbi Yossi, get to the height of 10? Because he said, we learned from the Mizbeach HaPanimi that the height is 2 times the width and the length, and since the width and the length is 5, it's going to be a height of 10. Amishtaitachem Pasuk that it's only 3. What does he do with that 3? Everyone misvas soyvev ulamala. We normally think of Soyvev in terms of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah usually refers to it as the Karkov HaMizbeach. Karkov HaMizbeach means that when you got from the base, from down below, till the 6th Amma of the Mizbeach, then there was protruding a ledge on all sides, what the Torah refers to as a Karkov. And in fact, according to the Mefarshim, this Karkov had underneath it the Reshes HaMizbeach, so it wasn't just a ledge sticking out, but it was a whole beautiful design, reshes made out of mesh and made out of a netting.
Scaffolding.
No, it was more ornate. It was pretty. It wasn't industrial.
I think you have, if you don't mind, I'll just borrow your Gemara briefly and I'll give it back to you. Okay. You see the.
That's a copper altar.
That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about the copper altar. Okay, so you see over here.
There's
a ledge sticking out immediately underneath
that. A ledge that like gargoyles could do.
Yeah, so please show us our good friends.
Between
my 3 amas from this side, from the
car. Oh, there is a platform.
From here,
yeah.
Going up to the top.
So what is this for? What is
this was an amu.
That's the carriage to
transport.
So it's wide enough for somebody to walk.
It doesn't look very stable.
So this is the Huta Sikra.
Yeah.
Where is the Karkov?
Right. And then from the Karkov to the top of the Mizbeach was 3
Karkov,
Amos.
Famous battle in World War II.
Kharkiv now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so from the floor until this Karkov HaMizbeach were 6 Amos. From the Karkov HaMizbeach until the top of the Mizbeach was another 3 Amos. 6 plus 3 is 9. And then you had the 4 Kronos on the 4 corners, each of which was 1 Amah tall. So you have 1 Amah together with the 9. That's how it got 10 altogether. If you want to look at the picture a little bit more carefully, you'll see how he talks about the aside is 1, and then there's 5, and then there's 3, and then there's 1. So you can look at all the dimensions. It's very pretty, all for homework. Anyway, so how is the Gemara answered Arkasha? He's answering that it says in the Pasuk that it was 3 Amos in the height. It doesn't mean from the floor. It means three amas above the six amma line, which where the karka of the soiviv was, and from there and upwards to the top of the mizbeach, there was three plus one, three, the sholish amas kamasai, and another one, there was the four kronos in the four corners. Okay, so that's how you make the ganze chashuv. Zokti Yomara, Rabbi Yehuda, ki komer gzeirah shava, barach bahu de gomer. As we said earlier, when Rabbi Yehuda learns also the same gzeirah shava, ravua, ravua, he doesn't learn ravua, ravua to the mizbeach hapnimi, to tell you the goyve, to tell you the height, but rather to go and tell you the width and the length, and that's why he says it wasn't 5 by 5, it was 10 by 10, and the 5 by 5 means the quadrant, like we had the Ravua, as the Pasuk says, by the Ariel El Arba'as Ravot.
How can you learn it from Yecheskel when we have a Pasuk from a Pasuk in Shmos?
The Shmos is going to discuss that shortly. In the meantime, that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns, Ki Gam Gzeir Shav Rechav Ahu Degamer. He learns it for the Roichav and the Oirech. 10 by 10, not 5 by 5. Ul Rabbi Yehuda, how come this Chazi Koyin? Just like Rabbi Yehuda was screaming at Rabbi Yossi, oh, everybody's going to see it's 10 amas tall, the coin is on top, it's 13 amas, so Rabbi Yossi had to go and answer because the coin were 15 amas tall. But let's go Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosai, that he holds that it was only 3 amas. Fine. Now, on top of that, 3 amas of the, was it 3 amas? What was the height of the Mizbeach was 3 amas. If the coin is standing on top of it, that makes it now 6 amas. So now what happens if the kloyim are only 5 amos tall, which is the pashup shot in the pasuk, then again everybody can go and see. So why are you screaming at Rabbi Yossi? We can ask the same kasha l'shitoscha, Rabbi Yehuda. How come mischazi koyim? Everyone here, the koyim mischazi, avoided the biyod eloi mischazi. They taka see the head of the koyim, they don't see the whole body of the koyim, because the koyim, assuming that he was 3 amos tall, so one amma was protruding the head and the shoulders and things like that. If Rashi says over here, look, Rashi to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the third narrow line. Rashi over here, Rabbi Yehuda. Nehi nami didvorn kichsavan. He learns poshup shat, not 10 amis tol, but 3 amis tol. Hakam is chazi koin. The goyvoi sholish. Like we said before, that the goyva of what goyva is referring to, the mizbech, was 3. Ukoim in el chomish, and the koim is only 5. Vuhu atzma, and we assume that the koin was average height was gimel amos, he was 3 amos, 6 feet, 5 foot 10, 5 foot 8, whatever 3 amos adds up to in feet and in centimeters and millimeters. Abanim to roisha l'malamet aklam, ablamaisa, the head is above, fine, just the head, but that's on top. Says the Gemara, that's not such a problem, contributor. Okay, so you can talk to see the head of the coin. But avoid the biyodli meschazi. But you don't see the details. You don't see whether he's holding aimurin, whether he's holding a mizrak of dam for placing on the four kronos, or whether he's holding aimurin. We don't see all of that. We just see the head sticking out. Okay, that doesn't bother me. What would bother me would be if you actually see the avoided going on, that people would be able to, oh, you see, oh, you know what this coin is doing? He's now schlepping the head of the kevis, or the back legs, or the flankin, or whatever. So that is considered to be a lack of tznius. But the fact that you see the heads, the coin's head, well, ishkefer, you see lots of heads when you walk down the street. So that's not a problem. So to our bishlam, the Rabbi Yehuda hainin dechsev kidesh. And the Rabbi Yossi, my kidesh. What is this all about? When we started off this whole Gemara on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, we quoted a pasuk b'yoymahu. Remember the last three lines? What was this b'yoymahu all about? That it was the time of the inauguration of the new Mizbeach and the new Beis HaMikdash, and they had to bring tons of kabbanis, as you recall, 142,000 kabbanis.
Can they suspend Yom Kippur also?
Yeah, but that's not our Gemara. That's another Gemara. Gemara talks about that elsewhere, and they had to go and slich of a kapara for that. There was a kind of a Sheva Brachas, a 7-day period of celebration, and they ate on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara said, how could they do that? So that's a different sugya. But for our purposes, we have to know that on the first day they brought 142,000 kabbalas. For all of those of you that are wondering, where do we take this from, that there were 142,000? So back on Nuntes Amid Beis, which is facing our Daf Samach, and then number 2, or Oiz Beis, V'yizbach Shloimai, Ezevach HaShlomim, Asher Ezevach LaHashem, Bokar Esrim Ushnaim Aleph. How much is Esrim Ushnaim? 22,000. And Vitzoin Meya the Esrim Aleph. 120,000. 120 together with 22 adds up to roughly 142,000. 1,000.
Wow. It's very, I don't know, seems very wasteful or
waste diminishing returns.
Marginal utility.
You have 3 million people.
How do you have
so, Mitchell, when we go and we're going to have our Nach class, we're going to discuss this in greater detail. We just need to know what we need to know for our blood.
It's beyond.
Yes. It's difficult to understand and believe.
140 minutes in a day.
Sorry?
The time it took.
Yeah, no question about it. You know,
got to have assembly line like precision.
Exactly.
And it's a gusme or
no? It's Parsha Pshat. I mean, that's our Gemara doesn't. The Gemara talks about the dimensions of the Mizbeach. The Gemara doesn't say that the number of Kabbonis was inaccurate. Gemara assumes it's exactly like it says.
Is Elif always 1,000, or could it mean something else, like distinguished, 22 distinguished?
You're welcome to either write your own Jewish, or to look up the Macroy's Catholicism.
Like Elif is a
general in the army.
General in the army, exactly.
Or champion.
Anyway, so getting back to, you don't even have to come to the generals, you can go Elif Esav. We're not talking about Esav, Chas V'Shalom. Good. Anyway, getting back to Agumar. So back on the bottom of Nun Tes Omid Aleph. We said, Bayoimahu, the Melech realized there's not going to be enough room on the Mizbeach to go and do all of the Kabbalah. So what was he doing? He was Makadish. Toicha Chotzer. What means Toicha Chotzer? So we learned yesterday, according to Yehuda, the floor, the Ritzvah of the Chotzer. I'm sorry?
It was consecrated.
That the Ritzvah, the floor, could be used now for Haktoras or Emurim. What means Haktoras Emurim? All the Aymerim that you usually put on the top of the Mizbeach. Wasn't enough room. Put it on the floor of the Azara, spread it out for all 140.
So they had like a bonfire or something?
I guess so. Again,
and they did the zrikas of all these korbanos on there.
That's a very good question. Remember that Gemara said yesterday, the Moider of Yehuda bedomim. What does that mean? That in fact was not on the ground, but that was against the walls of the Mizbeach. We're going to talk about that shortly. That's how we got into the sugya in the first place. Moider of bedomim, just like Rava said, Moider of Yehuda bedomim. So that's going to be a question that we'll address shortly. In the meantime, the Ritzvah is full of Kedusha, and therefore you're able to go and put the Kabbonis on the ground. And that's why it says the Pas B'Yamahu Kidesh, like you said before, he consecrated the Ritzvah for these purposes. Because since Rabbi Yehuda said there wasn't enough room on the Mizbeach, therefore they had to go and be Mekadesh the Ritzvah to go and bring the Kabbonis down below. El Rabbi Yossi, my Kidesh, Rabbi Yossi apparently did not have that concern in terms of putting all the Kabbonis on top of the Mizbeach. So Ibazoi, what is this Lashon of Kidesh? Says, the Gemara Lahamid Ba Mizbeach, to be able to go and install the Mizbeach into the Kodesh. And Rashi says, when they installed it, they did it with a lot of the requirements that we spoke about the other day, which are enumerated in Masechta Shavuos and Masechta Sanhedrin, that you had to have the Shiori Mincha with a Shir and the Sanhedrin and the Urim Tumim, etc. So it was done with all the legal requirements and ramifications. So that's the Kidesh, to be able to install the new Mizbeach, because until that point they were using the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they decided we need a new Mizbeach. And therefore, to be Mekadesh, the Mokum, the Mizbeach, he was Mekadesh, the Toicha Chotzer, have nothing to do with the putting Karbonis on the floor. According to Rabbi Yossi, I understand that he was saying that the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was small, and therefore we have to go and get a brand new Mizbeach. El Rehuda, my Koton. Now, what's the Shaila over here? The Shaila is that the Loshon of the Pasuk, back on the Umid Aleph, Nuntes Umid Aleph, the Gemara misquotes it. That's why you have that in parentheses. Very often the Gemara tries to cut down the length of the Pasuk because it wants to allow us to leave the Daf a few seconds earlier. So therefore it cuts down. But if you look at the Pasuk Bimiluo in its full form, it's a long, long Pasuk, a Nuntes Umid Aleph. It's number 3. You see it goes on for 10 lines and about 5-6 words in every line. You got 50 or 60 words in this pasuk. Wow. So what does it say in the pasuk? On that day, the inauguration of the Mizbeach in the Mizmigdish, Kidash HaMelech es Toicha Chotzer, he was Mekadesh Toicha Chotzer. Remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means the floor, the Ritzvah. According to Rabbi Yossi, it means Lahamid es HaMizbeach. Asher Lefnei Hashem, He also shom es oila vias amincha vias chal viashlam. They had to come bring all of these kabbonis. He mizbech anachoishes asher lefnei Hashem katoin mehachil. Now the mizbech anachoishes lechoyre is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbech because in the Torah it refers to it that you make it out of nachoishes. That mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu is called mehachil haklein chigam mizbech to go and mehachil to be able to hold and administer to the oila and the mincha and the chal viashlamim. He needed a much, much larger mizbeach, and that's why they replaced the small mizbeach with the large mizbeach. So the lashon of the pasuk in the mizbeach and achoshes would seem that we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach. We're saying it's too small, and we need a larger mizbeach. So getting back to our gemara now, so Timar Bishlam the Rabbi Yosef and the Chassid cotton, Elav Yehuda my cotton. Why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda's a cotton? Because after all, couldn't Rabbi Yehuda and the mizbeach was much bigger than we thought. It wasn't 5x5. Mm-hmm. It was 10x10. Right? It had to be double. So my cotton. Hachik Omer mizbeach avonim she'osu shloime tachel mizbeach anachoishes cotton have. What does he mean? What he means is that this pasuk, although it sounds like we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach, we are really talking about the replacement, the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach. So even though the pasuk refers to it as a mizbeach anachoishes, we are really talking about Shloim HaMelech's replacement mizbeach, which was made out of avonim, made out of stones. Also Shloim. Shloim HaMelech saw that even that mizbeach was too small, and therefore he said, what we're going to have to do is go and consecrate the Ritzba to be able to go and put the kabbonis on the floor.
So he wasn't cutting anything, he's making it bigger.
He was not?
Cutting anything.
He wasn't cutting anything, right, no, exactly. Okay, very good. Zokti Moriyetz v'mayt pligi. We said that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how to darshan the gzereshova of Ravua. One way of darshaning was the way Rabbi Yehuda darshaned it. He learned Ravua too. The pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel says over there, the Ravua El Arbas, Ravuov, to go and tell us that we don't look at it as 12 by 12, but over there was 24 by 24. And here too, it's not 5 by 5, but rather it's 10 by 10. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learned. And Rabbi Yossi learned from the Mizbech HaPnimi, that just like that was the koma, the height was two times the width and the length. Here too, the height was two times. So therefore, if the width and the length was 5 by 5, then the height was 10. So, why does Rabbi Yehuda decide to learn from Yecheskel? After all, you heard our good friend Dari ask about 5 or 10 minutes ago, isn't it preferable to go and learn from a fellow Pasuk in Shemois, as opposed to schlepping a Pasuk all the way from Yecheskel to make Exer Shova Ravua Ravua? So, Timora, Mamait Ligi, Marzabed Donin Chutz Mechutz, Vein Donin Chutz Mipim. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says, I prefer learning the Mizbeach HaChitzoin in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin from the times of Shloim HaMelech, or from the third base of Mikdash, which both Mizbeach HaChitzoin, learn one Chitzoin from the other. Vein donot chutz mifnim, but go and learn from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin to learn from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's, I prefer chutz michutz.
What they do all the years till Yecheskel was misnabe his nevuah.
And what does the Gemara say every time when we have that?
The Gemara says that they knew it.
He went and codified it. In other words, this was Torah Shabbat that everybody knew, but over time people were beginning to forget. So Yecheskel went and codified all of those halachas, just like the Yayin V'Sheikh Ra'al-Teish and other halachas that we've had in the past, where the Gemara said, "Boy Yecheskel," and he put it into the pasuk. Anyway, this is the first one. The other that's Rabbi Yehuda. Omar said, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Don and kli mikli, vein don and kli mibinyan." I'd rather go and learn kli mikli, meaning that since the small mizbeach, according to him, it was a much smaller. It wasn't ten by ten. It was only 5x5. So this is something that the kahanim were able to go and carry, and in fact, they did carry it throughout the 40 years in the midbar. And that was therefore a kli, because it's mobile, it's portable. And the kli, that means the small one, which is in the Mizbeach HaPnim, it was certainly very small. So I'd rather learn a kli from a kli than done a kli mibinyan. You're talking about the Beis Hamikdash, the Mizbeach, and the time of the Shloim HaMelech. Now we're talking about 24 by 24, 32 by 32. And it's Mechubah LeKarka too. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to learn kli from a binyan. I'd rather learn kli mikli. Good. Okay, so with this we've concluded the fairly lengthy discussion and machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the Mizbeach in the times of Moshe, and then later on the Mizbeach in the times of Shlaim HaMelech. Omer Rava, said Rava, even though Rabbi Yehuda said that Kiddush HaMelech, the Ritzvah, for putting on a murim on the floor, but Rabbi Yehuda b'dami, as far as the Zrikas Adam, that was not on the floor, that was against the Mizbeach. In other words, you're right, the Mizbeach was too small to hold 142,000 Karbonis, the Aymarin and the Avarim Pedorim, he had to put that on the floor, but in terms of Zrikas Adam, just be Zoyek against the Mizbeach, like on a normal day. The same like it said in the Brights of Yehuda, Aymer, same Rabbi Yehuda, Kois Echad, this is the famous Kois Echad that we're talking about. On Erev Pesach, Kois Echad on Yimamal Midama Teruvis, he would go and take from all of the blood on the floor. There was a concern that all the Kohanim, because they were running back and forth, because there were thousands and thousands of Kabbanis being brought that day, maybe even 142,000, maybe more, maybe less, but a huge number of Kabbanis, that maybe, although Kohanim's reason hate, so we know for sure that the blood came out of the Tzavar into the Kli. That's clear, that's not a problem. The problem is that maybe en route to the Mizbeach, one of these Mizrakis may have turned over, all the blood fell to the ground, and therefore there was never a proper Zrikas Adam. In fact, there was no Zrikas Adam brought for that particular carbon. So says Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the service, everybody's about to leave, going home, going to the mikveh, putting together the Seder plate, and the Murar, and the Charoises, and getting ready to go and roast the carbon, getting ready for the Seder. As they're doing that, one or two Kehanim were left behind, so to speak, in the Beis Hamikdash, and they took a Kois Echad, a large Mizrak, or whatever Kli, and they filled it up with blood which was on the floor, and then they would go and throw it towards the Mizbeach, so that every Karban, even those that may have missed a Zrika, Baruch Hashem, now get the Zrika against the Mizbeach. Why should be Shofech, Domi Shalachas, Mehen, if one of them had poured out from the Mizrak on the ground, Nimtzeh Zeh Machshir, with this we are Machshirit. Zok Yimara, this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Misa Godaita Sam Rabbi Yehuda Kul Azar. Mikdisha, since Rabbi Yehuda holds Lishitosoi, that the Ritzvah is all Kadosh, what do you need to go and take a Kois and throw it against the Mizbeach? Guess what? As soon as the blood flowed or fell from the Mizrak onto the ground, it's like a Zrik on the Mizbeach, because the Ritzvah had the Kedush of the Mizbeach. If you can go and put the Aymarin on the Mizbeach, why can't you put the Dam on the Mizbeach? Therefore, says Rava, Moed Rabbi Yehuda B'damim, that has to be a real Mizbeach and not just on the floor. Toises even wonders, I don't even understand the Havamina. If you look at the Toises down below, Zaklein Chiga Toises, three Toises before the end, Moed Rabbi Yehuda B'damim, Tema, Maikasalka Daita Meikar, you don't understand what the Havamina is. Varkeren, Ravua, Yesoid, Ma'akfin, we've had in other Gemaras, and we're going to have another couple of days, that the Mizbeach has to have the Yesoid, you have to put the blood on the Yesoid, it has to have the four Koronois, it has to be Ravua, all of these things are Ma'akev in terms of bringing the carbon. So if you're going to tell me that they're doing it on the floor, it's not Ma'akev, you don't need the Mizbeach altogether, just do everything on the floor. No. Come Shvichas, not the Shvichas, when it talks about the Zrika Saddam, you have to do it against the wall of the Mizbeach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zokti Mara, V'dilma Mishum de Kosova, Shvicha Mekoicha Odom Be'inan, maybe the reason why you had to go and pick up the Kois and then throw it against the Mizbeach, it's taka true. The Ritzvah is Kadosh. And therefore, you could theoretically do a Zrika Saddam against the floor. If you don't want to walk all the way to the Mizbeach, you're tired, or there are 1,000 people in between, there's a lot of people, human traffic, I got a good idea. Go and take a Mizrak full of the blood from the Tzavar Behema and just throw it directly on the floor. The reason why you have to go to the Mizbeach is because the Dam is fine, the Ritzvah is fine, but Zrika requires a Kohen to do a Zrika, do a Shvicha, do something. And if it just pours out onto the ground, it's not Mikoich Odom. So maybe that's the reason why we collected the Kois. Not because the Ritzvah is not Kodesh. The Ritzvah is Kodesh, couldn't trip Yehuda, even for Zrika Saddam. But that's only if you take a Mizrak and throw the Dam against the floor. Not if it flows on its own by accident. Says more, that cannot be the Pshat Kusim Kei. Nishkele, v'nashbechle aduchde. If that's the case, why does it say that at the end of the day of Erev Pesach, Why is he throwing it on the Mizbeach? Let him throw it down on that spot. He's holding the kois in hand. Let him now turn it over, throw it down to the ground and say, Rabbeis, I am now doing the Zrikas down onto the ground. So why does he have to go over to the Mizbeach? It's a raya that ain't domim, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that domim can't go on the floor, it has to go against the Mizbeach. Right, but what's the raya? Mishum de Me'ina Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Avad de Mediyavad. You can go and put it on the ground. But just in case, there's no room, you don't have time, whatever. On the ground is fine. The Mitzvah HaMuvchar, one of the best thing is to go up to the Mizbeach and do the Zrikah, because that's what it says in the Torah. He's supposed to do the Zrakai, Hala Mizbeach, Soviv, or Akira Mizbeach. Torah always talks about Mizbeach. So that's the reason why they took it. So, bottom line, the Gemara says is, I don't have a concrete raya that Rabbi Yehuda is moide bedomim. It could be that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the ritzpah can be used not only for emurim, but even for the zrika sadam. But lechad chila, you're much better off doing it against the mizbeach. But b'diavad, if you do the zrika against the floor, would also be sufficient. You do need a koyach adam. That's why you had to go and collect that blood from the floor. You can't just say, well, the blood is on the floor is Kaddish, we got his Rikah, it's all done. No. Somebody has to be Zoyrik. You have to have a Koyach of an Odom being Zoyrik. But in the Hanami, Lichet Chila, you do it against the Mizbeach. But the other, you can go and even pour it on the ground itself, just as long as you do that Zrikah on the ground. Fine. With this, we've concluded that whole Sugya. Now we start something new.
So,
yeah, I have a question.
So, have we decided, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Ritzvah is b'di'evad kosher for Zrika?
What we're saying is that we have no raya Rava. Rava says, Moida b'yuda b'domim, that the Ritzvah is not kosher. Tisanya, like we have a raya
for Rabbi Yehuda. We're just raising a doubt and we're not resolving it, okay.
Rava remains with his view, the Moida b'yuda b'domim. The raya that he brought is his raya, and the Gemara is saying the raya is not a concrete raya, because you could say that reason why they threw it against the Mizbeach is to do Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, Mitzvah and a Mufchar. However, the Diavit, it would have been enough. Could be just to throw it down on the ground with the Koyachod. Could be that's enough. So we don't have a concrete right, but Rav, of course, holds his. Mar didn't go and defeat Rav and say, Rav, you're wrong. It just said that the right that you brought is not an ironclad concrete rye.
Was the floor concrete?
The floor may have been concrete, but marble. The rye wasn't concrete.
The floor was marble.
Amr Reb Luzer. That's
marvelous.
Okay, that's marvelous. Yeah, I know. Amr Reb Luzer, Mizbeach Nivgam, Ein Oichlin Beginoy, Shiare Mincha. How do we get into this? Because remember yesterday, Rav said that
if I'm
sorry?
Where do we have the floor? It was marble.
Mizbeach is
stone.
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Anyway, all of that is fascinating, but let's get back to our Gemara. So Rav said yesterday, Mizbeach Shenivgam, if at the time that the Koyin is, or whoever is shechting, shechts the carbon, we find that the Mizbeach was Nivgam at that time, it's possible. The carbon is possible. Rabbi Yochanan added, even if it wasn't the time of the Shechita, even at the time of the Hegdish, it was Makdish. Okay, that was yesterday's Gemara.
Yes,
now we're going into something similar. We're going Me'inyan, Me'inyan, Ba'is, Me'inyan, Amr Blazam, Mizbeach, Shenivgam, Ein Oichlin, Beginoy, Shiorei, Mincha. In other words, at the time that you were Makdir, the Koimitz on the Mizbeach, everything was fine, everything was great. And now the Kahanim want to eat the Shiorei, Mincha, and then somebody notices, part of the Mizbeach has chipped off its Nivgam. But I'm not doing any Avoida. The Avoida I did was fine. Yeah, that's masking. However, the Gemara is saying is, to eat shiore mincha, the mizbeach has to be b'shleimus, b'tikunoi, b'miluoi, not a problem with the mizbeach. How do I know? Shenem, it says, it's supposed to be chlu matzois etzel mizbeach. That the kahanim have to go and eat the matzois, meaning the shiore mincha, near the mizbeach. You think everybody congregated around the mizbeach and they sat around? They were able to eat it throughout the Azara. Mincha, as you know, is kachi kudishim. Anyway, in Azara, you can eat it. But that's not the mizbeach. The reason why it says in the pasuk chlu matzahs in the mizbeach to tell you you can only eat the matzahs when they are near a mizbeach, which is a mizbeach with a capital mem. In other words, a real full fledged mizbeach. If the mizbeach is missing, it's a mist mizbeach. It's missing something. It's not the same. Yeah, exactly. A mist mizbeach. Therefore, you cannot go and eat the matzahs at that time.
Okay. Chatzin shop you could eat.
We're not finished yet. Ashkin shiari mincha. That's what I mean. What by kachi kudish minol? In other words, your carbon ashim, your carbon chatas, your shalmi tzibur. Is there the same problem? Says more. Yes, it's the same problem. Tamaloimer kodesh kadoshim. What does it say kodesh kadoshim? Number four. This is talking about the mincha. By that mushla harn velalozel atzom b'nei harn. Well, bonav. Well, he's summer. Bonav hanisarim. Kchus a mincha hanisaris. May ishe Hashem yichlu matzis l'deach. Kodesh kadoshim. Oh, ah, it's called kodesh kadoshim. Okay, and kodesh kadoshim by definition are kodesh kadoshim. That's why they're called kodesh kadoshim. Where do we have a pasuk by kodesh kadoshim? So he. The Torah Ora Shalom leaves that out. However, you remember, of course, the Rashi in the bottom of Mem Testament base, where Rashi conveniently brought over there that both by the Chatas it says, Tishocher Achatas Kodesh Kedoshim Hu. By the Oshim it says, Zoy Teres Oshim Kodesh Kedoshim Hu. Ah, so they're also using the term Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, just like by Mincha Kodesh, so it's a, if you will, a Gzer Shava, just like this Kodesh Kedoshim is only B'Shas that the Mizbeach is complete. Same thing is those others. I know you're going to start talking about. We're going to come to everything, Mitchum. So, bottom line is, you learn here it says Kodesh Kedoshim, here it says Kodesh Kedoshim, here. Chatzas, by Oshim, by Mincha, everywhere Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning it's got to be a complete Mizbeach. What about Kodeshim Kalaminayim? How do you know that there too the same halacha applies that the Mizbeach has to be the Miluai? Om Rabbi, this is your question with the Chosim Shaykh. Om Rabbi Asya Midrasha de Rabbi Yossi. Ah, we learn from the Drasha Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? The sign you learned in a Brice. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Gimel Dvarim Mishum Gimel Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi repeated three halachas from three Zakenim. Rashi says, respectively. In other words, we're not talking about nine, three Zakenim. Each one said three. No. Three Zakenim. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, not the Ovois, just giving names. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram said one halacha, Yitzchak said another, Yaakov said another. So you have now three dvarim from the three zakenim. To make our lives a little bit easier, our Gemara only quotes one of the three. This is Echemer, which is one of the three. Rabbi Shmuel Leiman. Yochel Yala Odom Asasheni Yishalayim V'yachlenu Bizman Hazeh. Today, Rashi says, and we're going to talk about that in Gemara shortly, that this man the Omer holds that Kedusha Sa'aris L'choy Loid Bakla, so even Bizman Hazeh, you have to go and give Truma to the Kohen, you have to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, you have to take Maaser Shem to Yerushalayim. It's as if for the Mismigdish is standing, all the halachas apply. So therefore I would think, Yochel Yala Odom Maaser Shem to Yerushalayim, Yochelen Bizman Hazeh, instead of being poyed to the Maaser Sheni and then eating it anywhere, no, take it up to Yerushalayim. That's what I would have thought. Zuktimar V'dinu, I will tell you that that's not the case. Why? Based on learning from Bukhar. What's it in my Bukhar? V'dinu, Bukhar toin avoyis mokay. You have to go and bring a Bukhar to Yerushalayim to go and eat it. Pasik, as we're going to quote shortly in the Marav, Avesim Shama, you have to bring to Yerushalayim, Avesim, Tzevchechem, Master Sechem, Avesim Tzumach Yerchem, V'nidrechem, Avesim, V'choyreis Bekarchem, V'tzoynchem. A Bechor has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and of course you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. As the din of Kochim Kalim, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay, so Bechor toy and a voice mocker. Master Sheni is also toy and a voice mocker. We all know you have to take the Master Sheni to Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor ain't el b'fnei abayis. Just like the Bechor, you only ate it when the Bismidish was standing. Af Maiser ain't el b'fnei abayis, only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. So therefore you're making a Mamatzino, that to tell us that Bizman Hazeh, do not bring your Maaser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim. Rather, you have to go and be pointed and take the money up to Yerushalayim. Zokti Mora, how could you learn Mamatzin from Bechor? Bechor is so much different. Malib Bechor, she came to him, Matan Dome, Murna Gam Mizbeach. In fact, that's the reason why you have to bring Yerushalayim, because you have to bring it as a carbon. You have to have the Matan Domim in terms of the Zrik on the Mizbeach. You have to put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach. So that's why you need a bias. Masha Enkid, if you're talking Maaser Sheni, you don't bring it for a carbon. You could theoretically eat the Maaser Sheni the way it is in Yerushalayim. You bring up your chitim and your sa'orim and you bring up your whatever you brought with you and you eat in Yerushalayim. Nothing to do with karbanis. So you say, okay, you're right. Instead of learning a mamatzina from Bechor, let's learn a mamatzina from Bikurim. Bikurim yechichu. Just like Bikurim, you only bring up this man habayis. When there's no bayis like today, unfortunately, no mitzvah bring up the Bikurim. Same thing, you don't have to bring up the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Great Yimura. How can you compare it to Bikurim? Mala Bikurim, she came to Unan Hanacha. Bikurim has a special din. What's a special din? That's right. It says in the pasuk that when you bring up the bikurim, you have to go put it on the ground. Says v'nichoy and v'nachtoy. The Gemara says, well, you have to twice. One to take the din of tenufa. Fine, but you have to go and do it and bring it to the Har HaBayis, to the Beis Hamikdash. V'nachtoy lefnei mizbech Hashem lekecha. Put it on the ground in front of the mizbech. Oh, taka requires a bayis. Masha Enkin, when you're talking about Masha Sheni, there's no Beis Hamikdash. You only have to do it inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So again, how can you learn Ma Matzino from Bikurim to the Halacha of Masha Sheni? Says Zimara, so now you would have expected at this point that the Gemara will say, let's go do
a,
exactly, let's do a Mahatzad. Because after all, Bikurim don't have a din of Matan Dom and Bimurim Gam Mizbeach. And Bikurim don't have a din, that's Bikurim. And Bechor doesn't have a din of Hanocha on the ground. So that this man is there, you don't eat them in Yerushalayim. The same thing applies to Masa Sheni. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, why didn't we bring a Mahatzad? So just put that question back of your mind. Says the Gemara, you know what? Let's abandon all of these Mahatzinus, Tamaloyim. For that, I have a Hekish and Beferish apostle. What does it say in the bottom? Avezim Shoma. Bring to Yerushalayim, for the Seichem, Seichem, etc. And then among those things, it says, the Eis Masri Seichem, that means Masri Sheni, and Bekoris Bekarchem Etzoinchem. Oh, so I have now both Masr and Bechor in the same pasuk. Makish, Masr, Bechor. Ma Bechor any Ele Befnei HaBayis, and Masr any Ele Befnei HaBayis. Oh, so that's how I know the din Masr Sheni, Bezman Hazeh, no Bayis, no Masr in Yerushalayim. Pray to you, Mara. Why do we have to bring this problem? Veveitzim Shama, Venedra Dina, Venezim Mahatzad, the question that we asked a minute ago. Why didn't we go and learn Masa Sheni from a combination of Bechor and Bikurim? You can ask in the Mahatzad, Shebehen, Shekain Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. Both of them require a Mizbeach. In the case of the Bechor, you require the Mizbeach for the bringing of the carbon, Matan Dom, Eimer, etc. When you're talking about the Bikurim, you need the Nachtel of Nei Mizbech Hashem Alekechas. Each one requires a Mizbeach. Mashenken, in terms of Masa Sheni, you're bringing Masa, you don't need a Mizbeach for that.
You need the Chumas Yushalayim.
The Chumas Yushalayim, and you have to make a Bracha, and then you eat. That's not the Bracha. Bracha Chorona too. Bracha Rishon, Bracha Chorona, all the rest, yeah. So, with this, we have completed this Memra of Rabbi Shmuel that was repeated by Rabbi Yossi. Fine. But now, Freit the Gemara yet, let me, before we continue, the Gemara said that you have to, when you have a Mizbech, which is Nivga, you cannot eat Shiari Mincha, and you cannot eat Kachi Kudishim. The Gemara says, how do I know you can't eat Kachim Kalaminai? Amrabai, we learned from this Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, because you have to have, you have to be able to bring it into your shlaim, and there has to be a mizbeach. What does it have to be a mizbeach? Okay, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, Micah Sava, let me understand Rabbi Shmuel. Where's Rabbi Shmuel coming from? Rabbi Shmuel took it as a dover poshut, that when we're talking about the Bechor, that can only be eaten b'fnei habayis. Maser, I don't know. So let's learn Maser from Bechor. So Freit Gemara, why is Bechor any more poshut to you, Rabbi Shmuel, than the din of Masa Sheni? Mikasav, Ikasav, Kedusha, Shoyin, Kitchul, Shad, Kitchul, Alboy. That's the Kedusha that was already in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Continued on forever and ever, even until today. So Philip Bechor Nami said, even when you're talking about a Bechor, you should be able to go and eat, even today, a Bechor in Yerushalayim. Now you're thinking to yourself, how can you go and bring a Bechor? Don't you have to go and bring it as a carbon? So if you look at the Rashi, which is right next to this Gemara, go up two lines in the Rashi. Afil b'chor nami, afil b'chor yakrev v'yoichal today in Yerushalayim. The man the islay kitchel osalovay islay shemakriven avu b'ishein bayis. Can you remember Megillah? You remember from Maseches Megillah? If you hold that it's kitchel osalovay, even today you can go and bring a carbon in Yerushalayim, even if there's no base of Megillah. And that's why from time to time you have people that want to go and bring carbon Pesach and Erev Pesach, and this is always a every 5 or 10 or 20 years, it's always a new gerida, a new commotion about that. It really goes back to the times of the early 1800s, when Yidden started coming back to Eretz Yisrael in waves, first from the Talmidei HaBaal Shem, the Talmidei HaGra. They were considering at that time to go and bring a Karban Pesach. And they sent Shilas out to all of the great Achroinim, the great Rabbanim that lived at that time. And Shuvas Chasam Sofer, he goes through 10 or 15 different requirements that even if you don't need a mizbeach, do you need a mizbeach? Do you need that the ritzvah should be kodesh? What about having the the big day kohen. What about the fact that we're going to be standing perhaps where it's a mokum, where we happen to be tmei, tmohut betzibur, tchuyi betzibur? He goes through all of the very shailas. At the end, he concludes, even assuming that you could go and respond favorably to every one of these shailas, and yes, bring the carbon, I don't advise it, because you're only going to get the umas ha'olam angry at you by going and bringing a carbon bizman hazeh, and that's going to cause chas v'shalom terrible potential persecution of Jews worldwide. And therefore, all the chachom and avoinim that think about these things or don't think about these things from time to time, they go up to the Har HaBayis, which is prohibited, and they go and daven there, and they sing there, and they say, well, it's our Medina, and it belongs to us, and we have to go and show that. Then chas v'shalom, after that, you get only tzuris, where the umas ha'olam go and condemn you, and they bring to the UN, and they come to resolutions and persecutions.
But do it anyway, whether we do it or not.
Okay, but you don't have to go and give them ammunition to do it. Let them go and find the ammunition, as opposed to giving them the guns to go and shoot. But getting back to our Gemara now. So the Octi Gemara yet's right, so if you're going to hold that the Kedusha is a filishata, so why are you telling me that the Bukhar, you can't bring a Bukhar with manazah, it's a two and a voice mokai, and there's no bias. And for the Bukhar, now you should be able to go and bring bismanazah, even though there's no bias. Makriv and Avul Bishayim bias. Because of Allah, Kitchulas Allah, no, there's no Kedusha today. And that's why the Bukhar, you cannot go and bring today. So for the Bukhar, now to buy. So why was he only clearing a Shaila Gab Bukhar? Why didn't he clear the same Shaila Gab Master Shaini? Now, what would be the clear, what would be the Shaila? So Rashi says, if you're holding that lekitchel asalavi, the Gemara Shaila would not be mamish bizmanazeh, but he means bizmanazeh in the times of the Charbin Beis Hamikdash. What's talking about the Charbin Beis Hamikdash? If you look at the next Rashi, Afilu Bachar, actually about six lines lower than where we are. So Afilu Bachar ki agam the nami tiboy ki goin shekarvu domav ve'emurav v'charev abayis ubesori kayim mahu shiach luhu. As you know, Bachar and Maser, just like Shlomim, are Necha L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. We had that back in the previous parak in the Zeh Mekayim. Yeah. So what happens if on Sunday they were Makrav at Bechor Behem, of course, inside the Beis HaMikdash, and they did the Zrika Saddam, and they put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach, and Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, then the Romans come in, and they destroy the Bayis, and they destroy the Mizbeach, and one of the Kahanim is holding on to this Bechor for dear life, and he runs out of the Beis HaMikdash, and he wants to know now, can I eat it now in Yerushalayim when there is no bias?
It's a fast day, you can't eat it. It's Tishba.
He wants to eat it the next day.
It's also
the refrigerator.
Well, it's 2 days, right? Next week, after Chatzos, you can eat Leishiks, yeah? Baruch Hashem, we got out of that one. But anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. The Gemara says, why did we clear on the top, says Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe you can do a Maaseh Shein, Rabbi Shlaim. Nah. You can't, Madach, you can't go and bring the Bechor, Bizman HaZeh and Yushalayim. Who says? Even if you hold like Kitchelos Alavoy, if you already brought the carbon, who says that you need a Beis HaMikdash to be standing? It has to be Bifnei HaBayis. Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, just eat within the Chomis Yushalayim. And therefore, why are you only claiming the Shai Lagab Maaseh Sheini? The same Shai Lagab Bechor as well, Bechor Nami Tibay. Amr then, Lo'olam Gasova Lo'i Kitchel, like we just finished. Ahachamai Skinan, B'Bechor Shenizrik Domoy, Koidim Churman HaBayis, like we just said in the Rashi. B'Chor HaBayis and the Bayis became Chorim. V'Adayim B'Sorei Kaim, and the Basar is still around. V'Iskish B'Sorei L'Domoy. How did I know that you cannot eat the Basar if there is no Bayis standing? It's got to be B'Fnei HaBayis, because I make a Hekish between Basar and Dam. Where is it Hekish Basar to Dam? The Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk, but we all know the pasuk because we've quoted it numerous times. Iskis psar the dam is a drashi. Ves damam tizroik ves chelbam takter ishereich nichoyim lashem uvsar miyelach kachazei atenufik shaykayomen bechoyir. Anyway, so that pasuk is talking about the dam, and then it says the basar. So we go and make a hekish basar the dam. Ma adam mizbeach. You have to for itzrikas adam. You have to have a mizbeach. Sorry, ultimately, the mizbeach there has to be a Beis HaMikdash mit a mizbeach kayim. Otherwise, you cannot go and eat from the basar.
So we started the Gemara saying that the mizbeach is niftan. You can't eat it if the mizbeach doesn't exist. Alach has kama v'kama.
That you cannot eat it.
Right.
How do we know that?
From earlier.
100%. That's the halacha. But where do we learn it from?
From the pasuk. From
so the Gabishori Mincha says. V'yichlu matzis etel mizbeach.
Right.
How do I know Kodesh Kedoshim? Because it's Kodesh Kedoshim by Mincha, it's Kodesh Kedoshim by Chatzos, by Oshin. Afraid to more Kodeshim Kalim. You know, how do I know Kodeshim Kalim? And Bechor is Kachim Kalim. Since I'm Kachim Kalim, how do I know there too that you cannot do it if the Mizbeach is Nivgam and Lachas Kam Vakam, if there's no Mizbeach, because it's totally hard. So Timur, because I learned Basa from Dam. So now I'm finally answering my question, Kachim Kalim Inolon, I learned the din of the Basar of the Bechor, which Kachim Kalim, I learned from the Dam. Just like the Dam needs a Mizbeach, the Basar needs a Mizbeach. And now let's get back to Rabbi Shmuel at the top. Now that I know Bechor, Basi Masvi Yalim and Bechor. And now we get back to our question that Barry was already asking Yom Aleph. What's my first hekish? My first hekish is that I'm learning the din of Basar from the din of Dam. As Domam Tizroik. Uvesaram Yialach. I'm learning the Dam and the Basar, one from the other by Bechor. And now I'm extending that with a new hekish in that Basik. And Bechoidus Bekarchem. So I'm learning hekish back to back. Ay, 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 we learned in the previous parakins, you can't have a hekish back to back. Choizalam hekish. And the Gemara gives the same terrors the Gemara gave earlier. Masadongan chulenu. When you talk about Masa Sheni is not kachim. Masa Sheni is just regular chulen. So therefore, there's no problem back to back hekishes if you're talking about chulen, only if you're talking about kachim. That terz is good if you look at the lamed, meaning the final product that you're trying to learn. You want to know the din of Master Shani. Master Shani is chulim. Because who are the two malamdim? First malamed is the dam, which teaches the basar, and then you have the basar teaching the next halacha of the master. So the both malamdim happen to be kachim. So you can't have two malamdim double lamed hekish choizu malamed behekish ma'ikal meimer. And for the mara. When you're learning Dhamma Basa, since it's the same carbon, it's not really the product of the Hekish, it's a product of being the same carbon. That the third is Megalit, that just like by the Dham, you have to have Mizbeach. So the Basa also needs a Mizbeach. Not because I have a Hekish per se, but because it's one thing, Dhamma Basa, that's the same Bechor. So therefore I don't have a Limud. The only Limud that I have is now from the Din of Basar to the Din of Meiser. So it's not Hekish to Hekish, it's just one Hekish alone. Mitchum will stop over here, because as you see, the Amud Aleph tomorrow is relatively short, so we'll stop at this point. Have a wonderful